Ah, neylesin? Hey, hey, hey! Connect the dots, everybody. Hey, connect the dots and the picture will become clear. You all need to connect the dots. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is BBS Radio. This is where it's happening. This is where the truth is. This is where the knowledge is. This is where the enthusiasm is. This is where the future is. BBS Radio. Connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison, speaking. Come on, get up and dance. Well, you should have been dancing when the music was playing, but when the next song comes on, come up and dance. That'll probably be at the end of the show. In the meantime, I want you all to know that it's time to connect the dots. Yeah, I'm going to keep repeating those words. Connect the dots, connect the dots, connect the dots until you start connecting the dots. And when you do, you'll quickly see the big picture emerging of what is happening today. Yeah. Has everybody had their full of turkey? Gobble, gobble, yeah. Well, let me tell you, everybody has had their fill of turkey. And it's came and went. And my apologies to all those turkeys that didn't make it beyond the kitchen table. Oh, well. Better days are coming and there will be more respect for life forms other than humans in the future. In fact, there's a problem with having respect for humans at the time. Yeah, that stupid COVID crap is still going on. Yeah, the people still haven't had the guts to rebel against their tyrannical governments. And believe me, the more the people sit on their hands and refuse to get up and stand up for what's right, the more bad things that are going to happen to the innocent people. How, you know, I mean, I don't understand why this has to be explained. History is repeating itself. We have countries like Australia turning into regimes that are worse than the Nazis almost. Same in New Zealand. There's a crazy woman there in charge. But Australia, they've got the concentration camps, which will become death camps for the people who don't want to play along with having poison injected into their bodies. These things they're calling vaccines are nothing but big pharma concoctions loaded with poisons and all other kinds of bad things. You know? I mean, everybody who has become aware of all the bad things in these toxic concoctions, they're not vaccines. They're concoctions, but they're being tried, you know? You're being lied to every day on the TV, and the lying isn't decreasing. It's increasing. The lies on TV about these so-called vaccines are increasing. They're telling you that it's safe. Meanwhile, thousands of people are dying every day from these vaccines. How many more football players and other people live on TV are collapsing? How many more of this, how much more of this do you have to see to understand you're being lied to on TV? These people don't know what they're talking about. They're paid teleprompter readers, and they don't give a crap what they have to say. They'll say whatever they have to say to collect their paycheck. Any doctor that tries to tell you that vaccines make sense in regarding to the situation, ongoing situation, is full of crap. When you have a situation that's already been proven that your natural immunity, 99.8% of the people will recover naturally, it's no worse than a cold. but you have all these paid liars on TV willing to go along with the false commentary, the agenda set up by the New World Order to trick you into allowing poisons to be injected into your healthy body. You're being tricked and you're falling for it. We keep telling you you're being tricked and you keep falling for it. You keep believing the liars on TV that offer no proof, and the news doesn't allow a counter opinion to be spoken. That's right. All the TV news stations are owned by rich people that are corporations that are part of the New World Order, whose agenda is to depopulate humanity, which means to kill you, billions of you innocent people. How much clearer can it be made? Are you that deaf and dumb you don't understand what's being done to you? How many days are you going to continue to allow the door to be slammed in your face? How many more days are you going to listen to the liars on TV before you had the guts to stand up and fight for your life? This is worse than what the British were doing to the Americans. This is worse than what the Americans were doing to the Native Americans, for what the settlers were doing to the Native Americans. This is worse ongoing than what the Nazis were doing to the Jewish people. Yeah, it's worse because this is against everybody. Against all human beings except the special elite. It's being done to all of us. And how can all of you be so gutless not to stand up and rebel against this? You know, stop talking about the U.S. Constitution and the great rebellion of 1776. Because we need a rebellion now, not only in America, but in the whole world against the New World Order takeover. It's ongoing, and you're sitting back on your hands and allowing it to happen and stupidly being talked into participating in making it happen. God, I just had to say that. So much for that. While we're talking about things like that, most people, you know, it used to be mandatory in U.S. schools that children, when I was going to school, had to recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. You know, I mean, when you think about it, what the hell kind of stupid shit is this? Pledge allegiance to a flag? Sure, if you're American, we like our beautiful flag, but to have your children forced to pledge allegiance to a mere flag? Now, that doesn't make any sense, you know, really, because the truth about who we are as human beings, first of all, was never taught to children in school, nor our parents or our parents before that. The truth of who human beings are and how we came about on this planet has never been taught true. But it all, if you followed it back and traced it back via any path, everything goes back to God, the creator, single creator of all there is, you know, the single source of all there is. That's where it all goes back to. So there's only really one allegiance that needs to be pledged, and that's the allegiance to the single source of all there is, God, the Heavenly Father, or the Trinity of Paradise. You know, in the beginning, there was only one. We sometimes refer to as God or other names. And the first and second creation were the second source and the third source of all that is. Yes, God made himself into a Trinity. In fact, it's even in your dictionary, the threefold personality, the omnipotent threefold personality. That's right. And if you have a problem accepting the Trinity, well, the information is out there. Believe me. If you have a problem accepting the information out there, you're the one with the problem. because it's explained quite easily. Fifth Apocalypse Revelation to humanity has it. In fact, I even put some of that, incorporated that accurate definition of who God is and how he became a trinity, a trifold personality. I put it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show, Connect the Dots. Yeah, I wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's one of the most mind-enlightening, mind-opening books of the 21st century. It's out there everywhere. It's on Google Play. It's on iTunes. It's at the bookstore at Barnes & Noble. You know, I wrote the book to educate the general population beyond the stupidity where government has walked us into. All governments in the world are conspirators in keeping their populations stupid, basically. And as I go back again, the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, people should have been squawking about that. Even though the Pledge of Allegiance, I looked it up before I did the show tonight, was put together by a Christian minister, somebody named Bellamy, maybe. It doesn't matter who it was. It was done in 1892, and it was adopted, approved to be put in the public schools at that time in 1892 in America. Before that, we weren't forcing children to get recite something that doesn't even make sense. Why would you pledge allegiance to a flag? A flag is, you know, it's something made out of material that has a representation, but the flag itself doesn't represent God. If there was ever a symbol to represent God, it's probably the six-pointed star, you know, two triangles, one facing up, one facing down, superimposed over each other, two equilateral triangles, you know? That could be looked at as representing God, you know? But irregardless, in my book, I make the connection of I make the geometric connection to God. And it's basically a triangle or a six-pointed star, which is two triangles, one right side up and the other upside down, you know, equally placed over each other, two equilateral triangles placed over each other. And that's the geometric connection to God. That's right. Or we could even down step, like I said, could be even a triangle. Triangle, the three apexes of the triangle representing the three personalities of God. You know, that personally known as the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit. And of course, there are many variations of that. But, so the Pledge of Allegiance was written in 1892 and immediately was put into place in schools that year. And it was officially adopted by the U.S. Congress in June of 22nd of 1942. And I believe under the reign of President Eisenhower, the words under God, one nation under God, the words under God were included into the Pledge of Allegiance. A move in the right direction, but we still should never have been pledging allegiance to a flag. The only one to pledge allegiance to is God, the original source of all there is, or personally known as the Heavenly Father. As the famous Jesus of Nazareth told us, whom to pray to when his disciples asked him, how should we pray? And he stated, Heavenly Father, who art in heaven. That's right. And that's how you properly refer to God, because the Heavenly Father is the original source of all there is. And one day, or a point in time, he decided to make himself a Trinity, whereupon he became added to his personality, his second personality, the Eternal Son, quickly followed by the third personality, the Infinite Spirit. And if each of those things were placed equilaterally apart or equal distant from each other, they would be the apexes of a triangle. If you connect the dots, if you look at each apex as a dot, and you connected those points, you would have a triangle, an equilateral triangle, if they were all equidistant from each other. And then for you mathematicians out there, the number of permutations you can get out of three is maximum is seven. And if you take those 7 points and connect the dots, you could have that six-pointed star. And that's why it's a geometric connection to the original source of all there is. Six-pointed star, no, the Jewish people did not invent it. It's a geometric shape that is a geometric representation of the original source of all there is. So I just had to give that lesson out there of truth right now. As I have said before many times, and I say it almost every week, this is an educational show. It's also a call-in radio show. Hey, if you have important info and you wanted to get it out there to a mass audience, well, hey, call in. The number is 888-627-6008 or 888-627-6008. However you want to slice it, dial it, or whatever, all you need is a phone and a great idea to participate. That's it. And if you have a good joke, you can call up and tell one. But you'll risk the possible wrath if your joke sucks. Believe me, you will be told. Yeah. Well, anyhow, I just wanted to remind everyone, I've put my feelers out there. I've put my offers out there to all extraterrestrials presently on spacecraft, floating about in our solar system, to not only listen to my show, but call into my radio show. You know, if you can't figure out how to call into this radio show, I understand you don't want to give away your location because you're in battle against the dark side, actually battling the dark side for us, the human race. And so you're in the middle of a war, and I understand you don't want to give away your position, but truthfully, if you can't figure out how to make a phone call into my show without giving away your location, like, man, you need to go back to strategy school or something. But it would be an important thing to do because you have been talking about it for years now, about finally landing spacecraft on our world and showing yourself to humanity and giving us full disclosure of everything. Yeah, we want that. And believe me, I am speaking for the whole human race. We are ready. I know there's a petition going around right now. I signed it too. I signed the petition going around on Twitter, the one, that claims to have over 84,000 signatures already, the one that's been taken down by the Twitter monsters and been put up again. And your goal is to reach 144,000. You know, that's a small goal in a way, but we're not even there yet. You claim there's only been a little over 84,000. Maybe there's a little over 85,000 now, but everybody in the human race should be signing this petition. And I'm telling you, if you're listening, extraterrestrials, that the human race, a lot of us are just not going to sign the petition because, you know, we've have been proposed too many phony petitions to sign by too many phony people. And it's jaded us, too many of us, to not participate. Even though I'm out there on Twitter every day tweeting, please participate. But not everyone follows me. I only have a little over 600 people following me on Twitter, and I only follow roughly around the same amount. I'm not one of these mega superstars on Twitter, but I am one of the most truthful, truth-revealing people on there. I don't need a big following. I'd like a bigger following on Twitter, but regardless, that doesn't mean that everybody following me would listen to what I say when I say, please participate. I'm sure there's more people listening to me now as I'm talking on the radio. But it's important to find out about it and participate because the Galactic Federation believes that they need to have at least 144,000 people on planet Earth that are willingly committed to meeting with them and having them help us. That's right. There's an old saying, you have no help because you asked for none. Well, we need to start asking for help. I ask for it every day. Some of us, when we pray, we're asking for help, whether we know it or not. And I hope my words are being heeded too. If you're listening to my voice and you know somebody who has a direct connection to the Galactic Federation, let them know that I am speaking for the human race here when I say we're ready for you to land tomorrow without signing a petition. And I'm qualified to make that statement. We would love nothing better than for you to land tomorrow and save us from more undue suffering that the dark side is promising to impose upon us. And we know they want to do this to us because the dark side is dedicated to evil. And they are not going to give up. They want to take as many of us down as possible, even though they know they can't win. And so that means there's going to be more suffering for the innocent. So it would be nice if everybody out there in outer space in a spacecraft would just, like, listen to my words, understand that I'm speaking the truth, and just take my word for it on this. Land your spacecraft as soon as possible. Yeah, I heard you're going to give us all the warning. That's great. Yeah, break into all the broadcasting that's going on our world. Break into my show and just tell humanity, along with every other broadcasting network right now, and tell us you're going to land tomorrow. Hey, are you? Give us a 24-hour notice or give us a 48-hour notice. But do it. Do it now, please, because you have the power to end this suffering. Don't wait for the human race to get ready or sign a petition. It'll be nice, and I believe that goal will be reached, but it shouldn't be determined on this. We know, yeah, it's a key number and all that, and I'm doing my best to get others to participate. But at the same time, understand, you've claimed yourself, Galactic Federation of Light, you have a right to intervene. Well, say, exercise your right and intervene further. Yeah, I've been listening to all the stories out there that of what you are revealing. Yeah, you're taking down the bad guys. You're taking down the electronic nets surrounding our planet. You're getting rid of the reptilians hiding underground, the Dracos hiding underground, the Dracos in spacecraft, the reptilians invisible forms that are like flying about in the air, looking to mind control unsuspecting humans, and all the other bad entities are here, the archons, life energy sucking archons, and all the demonic angels and all the other evil worshipers. Yeah, we do need to be safe from them, and we do know what you're doing. I believe that what I've heard, that you're taking out the ones we know nothing about or ones we can't see, but there's still more to take out, you know? And we basically don't want to wait till you take them all out. Land here, show yourselves, and you'll get our support, and that'll make it easier. And then you can get rid of the known bad guys that you have promised to remove from our world, and it'll be easy to get any left stragglers. It'll be quicker, too. I wish I was in charge of the strategies, the game plan to free planet Earth, because it would have happened already, because I am one of these people that know how to do things faster. And I never take no for an answer. I don't listen to, like listening to people that tell me it has to take longer. When those of us that look for a way to make things happen faster, like myself, we'll find that way to make things work faster. And everyone should be concerned about making this situation work faster to get rid of the dark forces that are ruining our lives and causing innocent people to suffer. So can we speed up the pace a little faster here? And sure, that's why we still have to play along and try to get more people to sign this petition, because the group that wants to help us thinks that this is necessary. I say it's not necessary. I say we've proved it already. We're ready for this. Just get out of your spacecraft. Come walk amongst us and ask people, how do you feel about flying saucers and people from other races? And you'll quickly see that nobody's really scared about the existence of other ET forms. Sure, there's plenty of people that have been brainwashed to believe the stupidity that there is no one but us. Come on. I don't know who's paying attention out there in the Galactic Federation, but this is planet Earth here. We've been watching science fiction movies for over 75 years. We know about the existence of other life forms. Even if it was brought to us in science fiction, we were being prepared with those movies. We know it won't shock us when you guys finally land. Some of us might be shocked at how you guys look, because you might not all look like us, but we'll get over that real fast. Believe me. And I just had to say that. Now, hey, it's a call-in radio show. If you got something to say, call in, you know? I mean, really. I know I'm not the only one who has something to say. Nope. Hey, what was that sound? Anyhow, this is what I want to say. You know, we have a serious ongoing situation here. Those of us that have woken up to the big scam that's being put on, we know something needs to be done. But our world, first of all, there isn't one real democracy on planet Earth. They're either dictatorships or republics. All the countries, yes, are dictatorship or republics. And in a republic, like the United States of America, and to the republic, yeah, for which it stands, and the old Pledge of Allegiance, and in a republic, the representatives have all the power, and you, the citizens, have none. That's right. You're lied to year in and year out that your power is the voting ballot. Well, theoretically it is, but as the last presidential election has proved, doesn't matter how many people vote for the better of the two evils, and that's the way it usually is, the election is in the hands of the New World Order. The manipulators. They can turn any election to get anybody to win the election, regardless. I mean, if there was more safeguards put into place, maybe it would be more difficult to rig an election. But they've conned everybody into being happy with the procedures that can be easily altered to get so that the New World Order can have their puppet installed. And the New World Order has their puppet installed in the United States of America. That's right. Sleepy Joe, Dementia Joe, whatever you want to call him, Clone Joe. In fact, I go along with the theory that Sleepy Joe is actually a clone, a defective model, of course. And he didn't originally have to go to the hospital for anything real. And it was probably they needed to download his mind into a better clone model that could remember things, read a teleprompter more properly and not say anything stupid. And yeah, he is a plant, you know, that looks like the original Joe Biden. And what's sickening is those who care about America, who are in government, they're gutless. Why haven't they got this clone, obvious defective clone model removed? Is the bribe money that good for the U.S. Congress? Is every member of Congress getting bribed so well to not do anything that they don't do anything, in fact? How can they allow this to happen? Do you realize what happened back in November? The results were fraudulently altered, and when then President Trump tried to take it to court to prove that the election had been altered and the numbers changed and all kinds of bad things were going on, he wasn't allowed to present the evidence. I mean, think about that. The U.S. government refused to allow the evidence to be presented that proved the election was a fraud. Again, more proof that judges have too much power. And, of course, the judges were obviously bribed. I don't have to prove that. Let them prove that they weren't. In fact, that should have been what everybody should have been squawking. But none of these people, I guarantee, didn't read my book. Because I changed a lot of things for the better in my book, whether you know that or not. And that's why I say everybody should get a copy of my book and read it, you know? I had to pay money to get that book printed. I had to put years of research in to gain that knowledge that's in that book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's not a theory. Though Google lists the book as nonfiction, give away 40 free pages for people to look at and have the audacity to call a book full of truth fiction. You know, I've asked the book company to get that change, and they don't even get a response from Google. You know, Google plays God. They want to call your book fiction, even though it's not, and can prove it's not. They can do that to you. So Google wrongfully influences it, pretend they're helping me out by putting up 40 free pages of my book. And sure, that can be looked at. Well, maybe it'll interest people. But at the same time, they're tainting all the information by calling it fiction. Nothing in the book is fiction. It's all truth. I just used the word theory. Connect the dots theory. You know, I just happen to use that word. All right. But I'm telling the world now, it's not a theory. It's a factual book. It's educational text with pictures to prove the existence of things that nobody has ever talked about and nobody has ever revealed pictures. pictures in that book that you can't find anywhere else on planet Earth except in that book, Connect the Dots Theory, and it's not a theory. You know, I have enlarged photographs of 35-millimeter photographs, of which I have the negatives that can prove that these photographs were not altered. We know with digital photographs, you can alter anything, and there's no way of proving it, whether it was altered or not. Well, the pictures in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, they're off of 35-millimeter film that I have the negatives to prove have not been altered. So it's truth being revealed there. And the pictures are awesome. And that I have many more pictures than what's in that book. You know, I was planning on doing Connect the Dots Theory 2 to reveal the other amazing pictures that I have. But if the first book isn't selling, you know, and nobody's buying it, it's like I never even wrote the first book. You know, which is a shame, because the purpose of the book was to wake up the average person in the world. It's a book that doesn't have any complicated words, and it's a book that cuts a new path through the woods in regards to telling the truth. Everything about the book is original and new. The format of the book is original. I've got a better way of putting a book together, and I did it. And it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And I got an easy to understand page of listing the chapters and explaining the name of each chapter, basically explains what's there. You know, and it's a book designed to inform people about a bigger picture of the whole big picture. It introduces people into the other dimensions. I call them zones of reality, different zones of reality that exist. And I draw the geometric connections, how everything is connected via geometry. And again, no fancy words. It's made so anybody with a high school or even maybe with a junior high school education can understand what's being revealed in the book. And I've made some phenomenal changes that really change the course of humanity, whether you're aware of it or not. I changed the definition of words, important words, like the word truth. I've expanded the definition of the word truth. It's in there in my book. You need to find out about it, because the old scientific definition of truth is too limited to encompass everything, and so I changed it to make it more encompassing. I changed the definition of the word coincidence. Coincidences don't happen by chance. They're created. And I explain it when explaining the definition of coincidence in my book. And most importantly, I've changed the definition of proof. Again, the old scientific definition of what proof is was too limited. I expanded the definition of proof to include other important aspects of reality. And that also, when somebody says something against something or labels something, it's the obligation of the anti-person to prove, offer their proof as to why their statement is proof. It's not just the one side, you know. You know, it's more than just the innocent have to be proven guilty. The accusers have to prove that what they're accusing people of. You know, the burden of proof lies on both parties involved. And that's a reality that needs to be accepted, because it makes more sense. Yeah? And so, that would change everything if we start demanding of these false accusers to prove what you're talking about. And we can start with the TV liars, the teleprompter readers on the TV news. They make these statements day after day. We, those of us who are aware, we know they're lying. But there needs to be a law of accountability. You get on the TV, the public airwaves, and spew your dribble about vaccines, COVID vaccines being safe, when all the proof that's coming to light says they're not, they're deadly, they're dangerous, they're harmful, and you're out there spewing the lies that the vaccines are safe, and you're doing this day after day and getting away with it. And you're offering no proof. You make these statements, the experts say. Well, you know, that's just a statement. That isn't proof. And then you make all these other statements for which you have no proof whatsoever. You talk about variants. Where's your proof there's a variant? And a variant of what? You manipulate the words to cause people to be fearful, and you trick them into believing lies. And all the while along, you haven't offered any proof of anything. You said, really? You try to con us into believing you have proof. And that's why we need to have a law of accountability. You can't get on the TV and make all these claims and have no proof. And then when we question you, you still have no proof. And then you ignore our questioning, don't allow for counterpoints. This is the sham that's going on. This should not be allowed. Why isn't anyone in government doing anything about it? Have you all been that bribed to the point if you don't get it, you know? Give a crap what's being done to humanity? Are you all traitors? Are you all ungodly pieces of garbage that are willing to sell the human race out for a few extra dollars? I hope you spend your 30 pieces of silver wisely, because you're no better than Judas. You know, those of you that have the authority to stop this insanity, and you're not using it. You're sitting by allowing Christ to be crucified again. Except this time, it's not just Christ being crucified, it's the whole human race. And you're just sitting back and allowing the Romans of today to do it. Yeah. And that's horrible. Wait. So, the human race, we the people, need to understand that government cannot be counted on, the types of government we have cannot be counted on to do what's right and free us from the deliberate war being waged against humanity by the New World Order and those who control the New World Order. Yeah, I got news for you people, that you elites who want to gloat that you're the New World Order. You know, the real New World Order that you are so proud to be part of, you're nothing but puppets for the bad, evil ETs that have outwitted you for decades. And they're still outwitting you. You're puppets yourselves. You're so too dumb to realize it. That's right. Rockefeller, Soros, Rothschilds, and all the rest of the phony leaders, Akron the moron, Merkel, the deceiver of the German people, Trudeau, the present leaders of Australia and New Zealand. Yeah, you think you're amongst the elite. You think you're home free with the New World Order that you're paying your allegiance to. You're not. You're nothing but puppets for the evil ETs. They've been controlling the human race for thousands upon thousands of years, long before what we the people of today are being told that the history of the world is, you know? It's crazy. And you people of the New World Order, you're crazy too. And you're deluding yourselves, and you're willing to participate in the destruction and enslavement of humanity. And you're nothing but puppets for evil ETs and evil spirit beings that are more powerful than you, whether you know it or not. And, yeah, there's a war, ongoing war. So those of us humans who are being subjected to all this crap, we need to come to the conclusion that our chain of command systems have failed us. We can't trust the people we've elected to power or people that we've allowed to take power. We can't trust them, and we can't call to them for help. So when the situation gets that bad, we have to set up our own courts and our own police system, you know? And I think the term temporary vigilante courts and temporary vigilante police are two entities that need to be formed now, immediately. You know, all our lives we heard the word vigilante being used in a negative way. But look it up in the dictionary. We need vigilante law right now. And vigilante law can be good. You know, and vigilantes can be good, and we need those good vigilantes now, and we need them to unite together, those who are not afraid to take a stand. You know, we keep glorifying the U.S. Rebellion, you know, the 1776 Patriots. We keep glorifying them. They were vigilantes, because you had to become a vigilante to break away from the tyrants that were overruling you. And that's why we need vigilantes in every nation in the world today. You know, put out the call for the vigilante cops, the vigilante courts, temporary vigilante courts. You know, and the main purpose of the temporary vigilante courts needs to be to arrest, detain, and put on trial the politicians who are not doing their job of protecting us from the evil forces that are destroying humanity. You know, our government is supposed to be protecting us from this, but instead our government, all the governments in the world have turned into backstabbing bastards. They're part of the problem now. So how can we count on people who are supposed to be protecting us from evil? How can we protect on these people, on these so-called elected officials to help us when they've joined the evil forces? Yeah, government is public enemy number one now. They've joined, all the governments have joined the New World Order, you know? For whatever reason, whether it be bribe money or promise of more power or whatever. They've joined the New World Order. They are public enemy number one. And so we can't count on them to help us out. You know, and if there's any good people left in any government in the world, they're in a tiny, tiny minority, and that tiny, tiny minority is too chicken to even speak up. Even in the U.S. Congress, we got one person willing to speak out against only some of the bad things that are going on, and that's Rand Paul. But at the same time, let's talk a whole real conversation here. Rand Paul never said anything about 5G. When it was being brought on, the broadcasting of 5G, which is harmful. He never said anything about the chemtrail planes that have been poisoning the air we breathe for over 10 years. I'll give him credit for finally calling out Dr. Fauci as a crook and a deceiver and a liar, but at the same time, He's a little, saying a little too, saying too little and too late. Because it's gone this far and it's beyond his control at this point. And with only one person willing to even try do anything to change things for the better and do his job, with only one person out of 535 people in the U.S. Congress willing to do something, we don't have a snowball's chance in hell of government doing anything for us. And I'm sure it's that bad in the other countries. I know it's that bad in the United Kingdom, you know. Whatever they have there, 1,000 people in their parliament or whatever, same thing. Maybe one person willing to stand up and say something, and that in itself is not enough. When the rest of them are all bribe takers and willing, allowing Bojo the Clown, if you know who I'm talking about, to destroy society from within, you know, Boris Johnson, yeah, Bojo for short. Yeah, he another New World Order puppet ruining a country, destroying a country. So anyhow, that's it. You know, that's the bottom line. Vigilante groups need to be formed, especially a temporary vigilante court to arrest and detain all these phony politicians that are allowing this to happen. We can't wait for another election. And besides that, when it comes to election time, the people have been so brainwashed. They don't understand that as long as you keep voting for, in America here, as long as you keep voting for a Democrat or Republican, you're going to get trash. You're electing trash, you know? Because if they're willing to become part of a party, which is a phony organization of world control, you know, the world controllers own all the political major political parties in all the nations in the world. If you're in the United Kingdom, they own the Tories and the Labour Party and the Scottish National Party. They own all the other countries, too. They own the major parties. Yep, New World Order owns them all. They own the European Union, which is just a, you know, a total puppet organization that they devised to control Europe with another fake government to overrule anything in any country that they don't like. And the New World Order doesn't like anything that any country does. They want everyone to be a puppet slave to them, even though they are puppet slaves to the ET monsters that still rule our world from afar. But, and on here with their representatives, yeah, that's the ugly situation. But if you're listening to my voice tonight, pass along those words and those concepts, temporary vigilante courts. And, of course, once we set them up, we don't have to ask permission to do this. When our government has turned traitorous, they're not doing their duty to apprehend the real criminals. We have a right to rebel. It's written in the Magna Carta. It's written in the U.S. Constitution. That's right. And if you haven't read the Magna Carta, you ought to read it. You know, a lot of the U.S. Constitution was borrowed from the Magna Carta. Document back from, I think, 1215. Look it up. Educate yourself. And understand we have a right to rebel against tyrannical, evil governments. So to form a temporary vigilante court, we don't have to ask permission to do it. We just have to have the guts and some unity amongst a small group of people to declare they're setting up the temporary vigilante court. And at the same time, we have to set up the temporary vigilante police, because the real police would rather be Nazis and say, oh, I'm just following orders. Yeah, orders of evil tyrants, just like the Nazis, Gestapos did and all that shit. And the German soldiers that did all the bad things to innocent Germans and Jewish people. You know, they said, oh, we're following orders. Yeah, you know, cops, they join the force and they make a pledge to enforce the laws, but you have to forget about that pledge to enforce laws when the laws are evil and the people ruling over you in a chain of command situation are evil too. You need to say, no, I'm not going to follow the orders of a dictator. But the police are not, there's not enough police willing to do that. They're more interested in holding on to their job and following the orders, no matter who's giving. If the devil's giving the orders, they're willing to follow them because that's what I joined the police force, to enforce the laws. And if the laws, I don't care if the laws are made by the devil, we're going to enforce them anyhow because we're police and that's what we do. Well, that attitude doesn't go anymore. It's not acceptable. So that's why a temporary vigilante police forces need to be set up locally in the community that understand we're only going to enforce laws that make sense. We're not going to listen to illogical decrees from tyrants, ungodly tyrants. And everybody at the head of every government now is an ungodly tyrant, starting with the President of the United States and the presidents of other nations, ungodly tyrants. Let me just list the nations that, and it seems to be all the English-speaking nations are some of the worst. But let me just name some of them. We got the United States. We have an ungodly, evil tyrant at the head office. You know, one of our friends, the United Kingdom, an ungodly, evil tyrant. You know, is the prime minister. Australia and New Zealand, they're being run by devils. You know, New Zealand, the devil woman running that country. Is everybody chicken? How can you allow a devil woman, you know, who thinks it's a joke what she's doing? She's laughing, you know. She thinks everybody's supposed to comply with whatever stupid thing she says, and every decision she's made is heartless, hurting innocent people, trying to force them to allow for poisons to be stuck into their body, you know? And we know how many other European countries, they got evil leaders there. Macron, the moron, selling his whole country out. And the German, Merkel, even though she's leaving, she sold her country out already, you know? And all the other countries with their lockdowns, Netherlands, they've sold out their people too. And all those other countries that are reimposing lockdowns and stuff. Lockdowns don't make any sense. They're oppression. Any form of lockdown is no fucking good. Understand that? Is that clear enough for anybody there? And if you think it is, you're NFG also, okay? Let's make that clear. So if there's three words I leave you with tonight, temporary vigilante courts, and another three words, temporary vigilante police. We need to start forming these things locally because, as the old saying goes, there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. In fact, that's in one of my songs, Ain't No Justice. And I've got 25 music videos out there. Some of them are social political commentary, 25 music videos on YouTube. And some of them are just for fun. Some of them are talk about love, and some of them are enlightening. But they're good viewing either way. They're certainly not boring. You'll either like them for one reason or another. And I suggest when I'm done with my show, which is coming to an end pretty shortly, that you go on the computer and just start with one of my songs. You can just Google it because the artificial intelligence is willing to help me with certain of the songs. And you can just Google it in the Google search bar, and you don't even have to go to YouTube. It'll take you right there. you know, Subway Fantasy. That's a good one to start with. Or start with the last. I got three of them out there. They're rock and roll documentaries. Subway Fantasy, Subway Fantasy 2. I used the numeral 2. Subway Fantasy 3. I used the numeral 3. Well, you just Google that in. Be sure you spell the word fantasy like I do, so mine would stand out there by itself. Because if you just punch in the word fantasy, the machines will come up with 1,001 fantasies. So, this is how you type it in. Subway Fantasy. P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. If you spell it correctly, all three of them will pop up there. Subway Fantasy. There's Subway Fantasy. Subway Fantasy 2. Subway Fantasy 3. All of them rock and roll documentaries. That's a good place to start. And while you're watching them, before it comes to then, you'll see a little, if you're operating on a partial screen, you'll see a little icon of me with the sunglasses down below to the lower left of the screen. Click on that, and then you'll see the whole list of all 25, and there'll be a statement there that you can click onto. It says play all. And it'll start with Subway Fantasy 3. Go to Break the Ice and on and on and on. 25 of them. Extremely entertaining. Do that. I don't make any money out of it. It's my gift to humanity. You know, to educate humanity, to make people happy, to show them a good time, to be entertaining, to get people to start thinking. You know, I make my contributions to humanity, of which I don't make a dime on. You know? I've got two albums, CD, baby albums out there. You can support me for all the work I've done for nothing by buying some of the songs. You buy my songs, 99 cents a song. You buy them from Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, whatever. You can find out how to do that, you know. That's how CD Baby sells their music now, of which I have two albums with CD Baby. One's titled Songs Better Than Dylan, 23 songs on one album. Bob Dylan never had that many great songs on one album. And that's why I say songs better than Dylan. Yeah, I'm a great songwriter, believe it or not. And I've got the songs out there to prove it. And not only, it's not because I said so. Everybody else that's ever listened to me have told me I'm a great songwriter. So I'll go along with the crowd on that one. And I've got another one, American Party Songs. But want to get introduced to my music, the best thing is to go to the videos first. In fact, the one that always pops up in the Google search bar, you don't even have to go to YouTube. Just type in the words, are you the party in kind, P-A-R-T-Y, apostrophe, N kind. And now, as we're coming to the end of my show, right after I do the countdown, you are going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of that song, are you the party in kind, followed by my musical anthem titled I Gotta Be Somebody. It's my anthem. Could be your anthem too. Listen to the words. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I want you to take us out of here now as soon as I give you that countdown. Hey, and listeners, tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, remember, temporary vigilante courts, temporary vigilante police. Start to set them up. And we'll start to apprehend the political politician criminals and put them on trial. It needs to be done, and it needs to be done now. There will be no justice except what we make for ourselves. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We'll be right back.
Just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I